Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to the 2018 AEN Candidacy Preparation Training. Praise the Lord. We are excited about your process. We are excited about what God is doing, the calling of all the candidates for the work of the ministry. It is our heart's desire that you may enjoy this season of elevation. We believe that the spiritual journey you are about to embark upon will be one of insight, revelation, transformation. And as candidates preparing for ordination and elevation, part of your process requires participation with these online meetings and interaction with the body of the AEN. This first meeting is orientation and introduction, and we will address over the period of our weekly meeting any questions that may have arisen as you process through your journey. So we are asking if Bishop is on the line, then open us up in prayer. Thank you. Well, our apostle is here, even the more.
All right, so Father, we do. We honor you and we bless you for this process. God, we are humbled that you would use us to be your servants in this process. We pray, Father God, your covering over each participant, each candidate, each accountability partner, over the committee. We pray, Father God, that we will have ears to hear that which the Spirit of the Lord would say unto us. We pray, Lord, that our hearts and our minds and our spirits will be made pliable in such a way that we would be positioned to be able to position for obedience. We pray, Father God, that not only will we be positioned for obedience, but we will realize, Lord, that obedience will bring about the rain, it will bring about the abundance. And so, Father, we thank you for it. Thank you for our opportunity, elevation. But elevation comes as we go deeper. So thank you for your invitation to take us deep. Thank you for your invitation for this level of intimacy. And we bless you for it. We honor you for who you are. We bless you for what you've done. And we honor you that you would use us. And so, Father, we pray that we would be your servants in this process for your glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle, the founder and visionary for the AEN. LFCAEN is the organization that will be conferring your elevation, your licensing upon you. And so we want to start off with just a little background of the AEN and a little history so that you know who you are in ministry with, who is partnering with you on behalf of your destiny, who has invested in you to the point of providing the vehicle for the training and preparation for you to go forth in ministry. The AEN stands for the Apostolic Ecumenical Network. The vision was revealed by the Holy Spirit in 1989 during a citywide youth ministry, believing, abiding, and living conference in Toledo, Ohio. While in prayer, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dr. Harden and said, open the phone book. Look through all the denominations of churches. I want to use you to bridge the gap. At that time, Apostle Harden, in the early years of her ministry, did not know what to do with that revelation, but held on to it within her heart. And it was in the year 2011 when God mandated the formation of this network. And in the summer of 2011, Neighbors for Christ, Ecumenical Apostolic Community Network of Kingdom Covenant churches and ministries was birthed. The sole purpose of the network is to provide training, business tools, resources, and spiritual covering and accountability to individuals, leaders, faith-based organizations, churches, or ministries, and to its membership in this network. It doesn't require that you relinquish your membership, loyalty, nor affiliation to already or future established relationships. The network has since grown, and the original name of the network was modified to Neighbors for Christ Apostolic Ecumenical Network, or the AEN, much more user-friendly, I would say, user-friendly, God bless the apostle, because we are many members in one body. The opportunity for networking should excel far beyond the walls of our organization and our borders and of our country. It is our heart's desire through networking, partnering, symposiums, conferences, global evangelistic missions, and for conversations that the love of God would bring us to a new commonality other than water and the basic tenets. So that is the history and the background for the AEN. And in the coming months, you will get more information about the AEN as we have our meetings, our phone conferences. And the purpose of these is conferences because it's so difficult with a actually global group of individuals to physically get together. So we thank God for the technology that we are able to use to assemble ourselves via the phone or the computer. And as we have these gatherings, it is recorded and it is archived, and you can always make reference to any meetings that you may have missed or details that you want to review. It will be available to you. We'll give you some blog talk information as it relates to that so that you can always be abreast of what is going on. One of the things that we would like to share as it relates to the organization, but it's the people that have made a direct commitment to you for your process. And so I'm going to share with you the team of saints that have committed themselves to your process. We have, and prayerfully they're on the line, and they have opportunity this evening to share with you on some of the areas in which they are responsible for. We have obviously, we all know our own Elder Sherita, who is in charge of all correspondence. All correspondence. Anytime you see Elder Sherita, open it up. It is important. It is going to be communicating information to you that will be fundamental in keeping up with our ever-changing environment. We have Elder Yvette Trim Jackson, who is the liaison and teacher for the vision and mission part of your written responsibility. She reviews them, she teaches, and gives us direction as to what they should look like and what yours will look like as it develops as you go through this process. We have Elder Deborah Wilson, who is over all of the accountability partners and the accountability process for your journey. That is a very important part that helps connect you physically one-on-one with someone who has committed to being a part of your journey. It is our prayer that as of this time, you will have at least heard from your accountability partner at least once. And we'll get into more of that as we go through. We have Elder Dr. Arlette Parker. She is part of the review of Defend the Faith. Pastor Joffrey Cooks is the developer of our form applications and that sort of thing, kind of the administration area, as well as he is the facilitator to share with us the teaching on the garments, the Episcopal garments. Now, Prophet Mike, who is the prophet of the process that prepares and structures our prayer focuses and our prayer strategy, scheduling, and our consecration. We have Bishop Isaac, Dr. Isaac, Nathaniel Isaac, is a part of the implementation of documentation and procedure and protocol, as well as the review of those theological questions that will be responsibility of our group two candidates. And then you have myself, Overseer Paula, as the coordinator and intake person, contact person. Anything that you may want to communicate, we ask just for consistency purposes that you email me at pc_Thornton@yahoo.com. That information will still be given to you in written form for future reference, or you can always call at any time, guys. Release me, so I am available at any time at 630-701-4303. It is my joy. Don't think, oh, I don't want to bother her. It is my joy, it is my destiny, and it is my purpose, and I thank God for that. So we are available to you as a team, as one, and we encourage you to use all of the resources that are available to you because they are your destiny is our vision. It is our mission. It is our responsibility to God as well. So that's part of the introduction, as well as we realize there's going to be some administrative things that we're going to go through to share with you. We're going to also share with you some of the requirements. We have entered into the end of phase one, which is new for this year, and we will have Elder Sherita talk about that in a moment. But we want to start with Pastor Marlette, who will share with you blog talk information and protocol for attendance. Pastor Marlette?
Good evening, everyone. The ordination conference call attendance protocol and policy. Your attendance to each conference call is 10% of the grading process evaluation. All phone correspondence should be sent to Overseer Paulette Thornton's telephone number at, again, area code 630-701-4303. We are requesting that you text the number, your name and number that you will be calling from every Thursday for the conference call. If you're calling from a different number, we do ask that you send us that information as well. Amen. And again, if you have, if you're calling from a number different than that which you have submitted, we do ask that you text on the eve of the call the telephone number and your name that you will be calling from for attendance purposes. If you are logged into a computer, we ask that you text Overseer Paulette when you log in and then send another text when you're logging off of the conference call. If you are not able to be on the conference call, you must listen by logging into the Blog Talk archives to all missed conference calls. Once you listen to the archive session, you should text the password that will be given randomly during that session, confirming that you have completed.
Amen. Overseer. Thank you, Pastor Marlette. And so
at for each setting, she is recording the last four digits of your phone number as it is presented. And so if the phone number, again, is not one that you have given us, in order for us to know you're online, you do need to text us the last four digits of your phone number. So we appreciate Pastor Marlette. She's always also a part of the training for different areas of but different areas. She is a part of the training for different areas. We have
may I ask
the
a
requirements. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so if we did not text our number to you, then we need to text it after the call?
If it's a number that you put on your application or your referral and it's a number that we have, it is not necessary for you to text it. But if, say, for instance, you're at work and you're listening, you know, via your work phone number we don't have, then you need to text it to us.
Okay.
Good question. Are there any more questions about anything we've shared?
Yes, I have a question. So the conference calls are going to be on Thursdays, or are they going to be on Fridays?
You will get notification as to which day it's going to be on. We have a little scheduling conflict. It's on Friday because your phase one is ending today, and we definitely wanted to get in contact with you, and so it will either be Thursday or Friday. All right? Again,
I do have another question. I did receive an email from Apostle Shanette Halton today with documents. Is that pertaining to this as well? Or no?
No, you will only get something will only come for Elder Sherita. Someone has hacked again into Pastor's email, so do not open anything from Shanette Halton that has been hacked. It is not a good number. Don't open it and delete it. Thank you. Very good. I didn't know if anyone on the line had gotten something. That's interesting. We're trying to see how pervasive it has been. Are there any more questions? This is your time. In fact, I'm probably sure you have quite a few questions, especially for the newbies we call who've never gone through the process. And then for those who've gone through in years past, the process has changed. And so we hope that as we go forth, we're able to communicate that to you so that you have a level of confidence and peace. We really want this to be a joyous, exciting spiritual experience, and it's not a dreading thing or a stressful time. We do understand that we're asking and requiring a lot of paperwork from you. And each one of these things, I would like to just give you a confidence in knowing they are the things that the Lord has required the apostle as she established this procedure for ordination, elevation, and consecration. It's not a light matter. It's a weighty matter. And the Lord and Holy Spirit has given her the direction of what to require. And each requirement has a specific purpose. And in your process, it will perfect your process if you embrace each one of the requirements with an open heart and an open mind, open to Holy Spirit to teach you. I believe that in the first part of the process, you have revealed some things just from the questions you've asked and the paperwork you've submitted, and you all have done a wonderful job in your timeliness and I applaud you in that. I encourage you, don't get behind so that you can enjoy the process. Once you get behind, then it's a catch-up, and you're really not giving it 100% of what Holy Spirit would have you experience. And so each one of the things, the gift assessment and the personality assessment that you have turned in, even though it is going to be detailed on several meetings and actually on our on-site track at the conference, we want you to keep it, keep a copy, always bring it to the meetings because you never know when it's going to be the things that you've done and you've turned in. And we want you to be able to see your process, see the unfolding and the revelation the Lord has given you about you and about your destiny. And so I know for a lot of people, the personality assessment kind of opened your eyes to a few things, kind of brought clarity in some areas as it related to your emotional status, your thinking, even the experiences in life that you had or the circumstances that you find yourself in a lot of times, or why people say what they say about you. And so a lot of the assessments will bring to life just what God had implanted in you before the foundation of the world. This was established in your, if you will, DNA. Thank you. In your DNA. And so we want you to always refer back to that, what you've done before, and build on it. Don't just toss it, that's done, next. But get it and see how they all tie together. Your statement of faith, it actually challenges you to start to document who you are and what you believe. A lot of times, once we've written it down, we have a better grasp on it. If we're never asked or challenged as it relates to it, we really don't have the words for it. We know what we believe, but we don't always know how to articulate it. But once you've written it down, it gives you insight even as to in the levels of leadership that you're going to be elevated into, that you're able to communicate and you're able to help others communicate and identify the things that are fundamental groundwork for ministry in the kingdom and life in just journeying in the kingdom. Amen. So do we have any questions or comments or insight about, as it related to our phase one? I do just want to share the fact that the process was broken up into phases so that you would have a step-by-step process, not just everything sent to you and you have this huge pile of stuff that you have to start ticking off, did that. But rather you can see the progressive stage of your journey. And it becomes in manageable segments and sections. And not becoming overwhelming. There is an adjustment to the phases that we will go into, but we will first let Elder Sherita share with you as it relates to what's next.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
We do pray that you are enjoying your elevation process so far. We are now about to enter into phase two of the process. And again, Overseer did mention this, but keep in mind that you do not have to wait until the due date to submit your requirements. But we do encourage you to turn in your paperwork before it is due so that you can stay on schedule. And so phase two requirements will consist of your conversion statement, your mission statement, your vision statement, what ministry has God called you to, and to define this calling based on scripture. which is your scriptural spiritual qualification, and then identify and write a review of all scriptures and any supporting resources that define your role and your specific calling and your qualifications for that calling, how your ministry will look, who, where, and how are you called to serve. And that is actually for Group 1 and Group 2 candidates. Now, for Group 2 candidates, you are actually required to do the theological ordination questions for this next phase. And this information will actually be sent out by the end of this weekend. And then you can submit all of your requirements to Overseer Paulette Thornton at PC_Thornton. THORNTON at yahoo.com. That is PC_Thornton@yahoo.com. And again, it is our heart's desire that you may enjoy this season of elevation, and we believe the spiritual journey you are embarking upon will be one of insight, revelation, and transformation. That's all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Elder. And, just to give further information to those Group 2 candidates, and you will know who you are because of the way Elder Sharita sends your emails to you. It indicated that you are, even though you will receive your theological questions because you have so many you must do, they are still due in June, and she will help keep you on track by sending you reminders periodically. So even if you want to set yourself up with goals where you will divide it up into the 100 to 300 questions, and those that will know how many questions they need to do, and then you will be able to, as I say, stay on track and on target. Any questions? Okay. I do want to share as it relates to, and I understand there's a 5-second delay, so if you've taken your phone off mute and then you want to talk and then you hear me talking, it's okay. You can just jump right in. And I want you to be at ease and comfortable, just like you're on the phone with someone, because this is we are a family. We're doing this as a unit. And so what you have to say is very, very important to us. It helps us help you. It helps us prepare ourselves for the needs that you have. And so one of the things I would like to share as it relates to what's coming up in phase two is to use your gift assessment and use the paperwork that came with the gift assessment you used to evaluate it to come up with. And it gives you scriptures, it gives you offices, and that sort of thing. And so it also gives you types of positions that are in churches and in ministries. And from that gives you examples and gives you a little direction as to where God is calling you to serve. And so it gives you scriptural, spiritual qualifications for all of the callings. So whichever one is on your life, use the information you've already done to help you prepare the information that's coming. Your conversion statement is the statement of when you first became a part of the body of Christ, when you first believed, you believed. And that's coming from your statement of faith. And so all of these things are being built on what you've already done. It says, how will your ministry look? And here again, we don't often realize that the things that the Lord has shown you, you had an encounter with God that gave you some of the directions that you're taking now. And so it was for a specific people group, people. Maybe it was all sinners, or maybe it was all saints, or women, or children, or the combination thereof of people in specific challenges in life. And that's your focus. So think not global, but think think holistically and don't look for church words to use, but ministry life words to use, because you've lived this, you've done this. And for most of you, you've been doing it all your life. You just didn't know that it was God's plan and that it was a plan. You just kind of did it because it just came natural. And those are some of the gifts of the Father, which we'll talk about and get a clearer picture of. And so the mission and vision, which sometimes tend to be a little confusing, I pray that Elder Yvette is on the line and can give us a little insight into that, kind of putting her on the spot tonight. And she'll give you more in-depth teaching on it in the weeks to come. And also I would like to let you know that you can get the information in some of your books that are recommended. And one book that I recommend actually that you all just go get and be done with is The Ministry Nuts and Bolts, because that book is going to be an invaluable resource in answering some of your questions, in making clarity on the call in your life, and giving you the kind of focus, focus your thinking and your direction so that your ministry stays true to what God has called you to do. It's so easy for it to become distorted or polluted when we don't have a clear picture of what it should be. And Ministry Nuts and Bolts definitely assists you in that area. So, Elder Yvette, are you able to share with them tonight?
I just answered something. But you asked me to share a little bit about mission and vision. Is that what you asked me to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let's see what I can say here. Well, the vision...
And while she...
The vision is kind of like the end of it, what you see it to be. And the mission would be how you're going to get to that vision. One of the things about the vision is, no, the mission, the work of it. It should be very simple and easy to follow, that if anyone kind of looks at it, they could see how the working of it is going to be. I'm trying to pull up some of my notes.
Amen. We appreciate Elder Yvette, a lot of our committee, they're candidates this year. So they have triple duty, and so we will try to be as mindful of that as we can. But they're in the same place that you guys are in. And even though they've done it before, for other people it's different when it's you on the other side of the table. So...
May I ask, in the meantime, who is the author of the book, The Ministry Nuts and Bolts?
The author of the book, which is sitting here on the table, is Aubrey Malfetten. It's A-U-B-R-E-Y. M-A-L-P-H-U-R-S.
Thank you.
It is listed, sure, and it is listed under your helpful ministry tools. And I pray, Elder Sharita, did everyone get this?
No, they have not gotten the schedule.
Okay. Okay, well, we will send this out to you in the coming week or two so that it will give you outline of some of the books that will be very beneficial for you and a little clear picture of the process for you as well. Good questions, good questions. Elvis, did you want to finish of the event? Okay, we're going to go to Elder Deborah, who is going to address the very important element in your process, and that's accountability part. Elder Deborah?
Good evening. I'd like to address the candidate first. Accountability is one of the components of this process. This may be a new situation or relationship to some of you. I hope that you welcome and embrace it. The partners that you will be paired with or have been paired with have been prayerfully selected in the pairing process and the selection process. You will be receiving a document that gives you an overview. Basically, what we hope is that as you go through this process, being paired with someone who has already gone through the process will help and also clarify and give you some stability as you go through. And we hope that it will help you be objective and just looking at yourself, looking at your ministry, just giving you basically fresh eyes on your situation, and we do that with introspection and self-disclosure and feedback. And the tools that we hope that you're using in these accountability relationships would be reflection and seeking in a dialogue situation. So the way that this would work, like I said, I was speaking to the candidates, but for you guys that are on the line that are actually the accountability partners, you should have, number one, already have been contacted. There was a document, hopefully, that you received with that contact indicating the purpose, the process, and that accountability partners are planned with some scriptures attached as well. There will be three other documents that the accountability partners will get. What we're asking you to do is have weekly phone contact partner with your candidate, email messages or text as agreed upon. If you can meet in person, that would be great, but, you know, you guys have to work that out among yourselves, and additional follow-up after the process, hopefully. And we're hoping that this relationship would give you, as a candidate, support, because your accountability partner would be praying for you on a daily basis, praying with and for you on your behalf, that your partner would assist you in being timely with your requirements and required forms and any documentation that you might have needed, just kind of keeping you on track and focused. Your accountability partners will be responsible to submit five questions that will be put into a pool, and Overseer Paulette and Apostle select what questions of those five that you submit. One or two, I believe, will be asked during your verbal examination. So that is something that you would have. There are weekly conference calls. The accountability partners, this is a modification if you've gone through the process before, are not going to be required to be on every call, but there will be some calls that are important, and we're asking you to please be on the line. You will be notified in advance. The garment training would be one of them, and then anytime your candidate or ordinee would be presenting, we would ask you as the partner to be on the line in a supportive manner. So there are some things that we would ask you, sometimes that we would ask you to be on the call. Also, to, as we get further into the process, to go along with the readings and some of the daily devotions and prayer watches and those kinds of things, there will be additional information There will be an evaluation form. There will be a contact form and accountability partner follow-up form, all sent out to the accountability partners along with an overview. Candidates, what you will get will be a candidate overview with some scriptures and some additional information. So look forward to that. We are excited that you guys are going through the process. I am excited definitely for those folks who have come on board as accountability partners. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions, anything that we can do to make this process doable, easy, and successful and effective. Please let us know.
I have a question. This is Cynthia. I don't know who my accountability partner is.
Okay, we can contact you and get you that information. I don't have that in front of me as we speak, but I can certainly pull that up. Cynthia, what's your last name, please?
Branham,
B-R-A-N-H-A-M.
Yeah, because I haven't heard from anybody.
Okay.
I need it too, Elder Yvette. And I am ready to expound on the vision and mission statement.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, in a vision, it is a aspirational description of what an organization or ministry would like to achieve, accomplish in midterm or long term. As I said, kind of like the end result, or sometimes you could put midway where set a timeline on, you know, what you're trying to achieve, where you would like to be. It is intended to serve as a clear guide for choosing current and future courses of action. And the reference for that, they use Habakkuk 2:2, tell us to write the vision and make it plain upon the table that we may run with it. The reason for it to be plain and simple is that people can catch that vision so they can see it, that come on board or who would be working with you. The mission statement would be a short statement describing the reason that your ministry exists. What do you do, or what is your ministry? What is it used to guide priorities, activities, and responsibilities? The mission statement should clearly communicate what it is you want to do. So it really kind of tells it what you want to do, and again, as I said, the work of it to execute it, how you're going to get there. I hope that makes it a little more simpler for people.
Amen. Thank you so much. And I want to add to that for those that are saying, well, you know, I don't have a vision. I'm just not even knowing what ministry is or any of those things. It's okay. And as we go, it will unfold. And if it comes to the due date, if you will, and you don't have a clear picture from Holy Spirit of what it might be that He is bringing you into leadership area for, just write that down. Because then that becomes a part of what we will do in presenting and in evaluating and looking at the things that you have done and assist you in that area. So I know for a lot of people that perhaps this is your first time doing anything on a level like this. It's like, well, I'm not sure what y'all are talking about. But you do know that there is a call on you. You do know that there is more that God wants from you. You are aware that God has given you something and that He is ready for you to now give it to someone else. And it is in those areas that we know that this process will bring clarity for you. One of the things I do want to do before we get off the line, and that is to introduce you to each other. I'm going to try to keep this list so that I make sure everyone hears everyone's name. And so if you're on the line, what we will do
We will give, you don't want mayhem here exactly. perhaps Pastor Marlette will call the last four digits, and you say who you are, whether you are a candidate or an accountability partner. We want your full name, okay? And that way you kind of introduce yourself to your fellow class of 2018.
All righty, so our first is 4704.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Davina M. Anderson. I'm a candidate. And I'm excited.
Amen.
Okay. Amen, amen, amen. The next one is 4246.
Good evening, everyone. This is Cynthia Branham, and I am a candidate. And I'm excited.
Amen, amen, amen. And I just want to say that she's a candidate. She's a global candidate, so she's not in the area, but she's making herself available. So we thank God for that. Next.
2862.
Good evening, everyone. This is Keeka Christian. I am an accountability partner.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The next one is 3281.
This is one of our out-of-town guests.
6 to the full. And this is from the area code of 623.
That's Cecilia Miles and Antonio Miles. We are candidates.
Amen. And where are you guys?
We are in El Paso, Texas.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. All right, the next one we have is 2083.
Good evening, everyone. That would be me, Kamisha Barnett. I am both a candidate and an accountability partner.
All right. Wonderful.
Our next one is 3365. Okay. We'll come back. The next one is 4864. The last four digits
of
your telephone
number. Good evening. I'm
All right, all right.
Amen. 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 Our next one.
Hold on. 3365. I'm sorry.
3365. I guess I was asleep. I'm Doctress Reeves, and I'm a candidate.
Amen.
Doctress. Amen. Amen. Our next number is 2616.
Hello, I'm Sarah McFadden, and I'm a candidate.
Say your name again.
Sarah McFadden.
Oh, Sarah, McFadden.
And I'm a
candidate. Amen. Yes. All right. All righty. Our next one is 6787.
Good evening, everyone. This is Melvin Avante, and I'm a candidate.
Amen, Pastor Avante. Amen. Amen. Returning, yes. Oh, so.
All right, our next one is 1105.
Good evening, this is Tamika Hardy, and I'm a candidate.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Our next 7810.
Okay, go on, tell us who you are.
Okay. I was trying to get off mute. Sorry. It's Elder Deborah. Deborah Wilson.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Our next is 3261.
I think that's my number. This is Sharita. I'm committee.
Hey, man. All righty, wonderful. Our next one is 5769.
This is Elder April. I'm an accountability partner.
Amen. Amen. And then our next number is 2398.
Hi, this is Jewel Cooper. I'm a candidate.
Amen. All right, Jewel Cooper. Where are you located?
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
All right. All right.
Is representing. Yes.
Our next number is 6537.
Hello, I'm Elder Yvette Trim Jackson, and I am a candidate.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Look at
our next number is 6009. Last four digits of your phone number, 6009. Could you repeat that? Okay, we'll come back to that one. Our next number is 9741.
Hi, this is Prophet Michael Henderson, House Prophet Committee candidate.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm a candidate. Amen.
Our next number is 8747.
Hello, everybody. This is Bishop Nathaniel Isaac calling from the beautiful state of Virginia, where Virginia is for lovers, and I am a candidate.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Our next four digits are 0223.
Hi, this is Pastor Bethel. I am an accountability partner.
Amen.
Amen.
And our next number would be 3663.
Greetings, everyone. This is Minister Lynette Harris, and I'm an accountability partner.
Amen. Amen. Okay, now some that I did not hear, you have Pastor Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Yes, you may want to take your phone, put it back on mute, and hear background noise. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes. Hello, we hear you.
I don't know. Okay, my name is Geneva Milton, and I'm a candidate.
Amen. All right, all right. Anybody else whose number wasn't called? Okay, so the other candidates that are walking with you for the class of 2018 is Emerging Pastor Sonia Norwood, Emerging Pastor Joseph Bibbins, Emerging Elder Kalitha Winfrow Johnson, Emerging Elder Brittany Buck, Pastor Deatro Ford.
I'm here.
You here? All right, all right. She's here.
You started talking faster than I got off mute. This is Emerging Elder Brittany Buck. I am a candidate and accountability partner.
Okay, all right. So we're going to call y'all names. We got Cooper. We have Lady Sharon Jones, Sister Genesis Dixon, Lady Brenda Winslow, Rosetta Kelly, are others that weren't on the line, and we do have that illustrious group of individuals that are being consecrated that are also on the line. We thank God for them. They are committee members, and they are very faithful, be committed to your process as well as theirs. And so we will turn the Pastor, I'll call your name. So Pastor Joffrey Hooks, Pastor Daryl Jones, Pastor Katie Pierce, Pastor Antoine Harrington, Pastor Shane Smith, Prophet Michael Henderson, Bishop Nathaniel Isaac, and Overseer Angela Walker. You are a class that is 22 strong and growing. Amen. So we clap and we applaud, we celebrate you. Hallelujah, we celebrate you. And know that with that, oh, there's still another side, and all of them have accountability partners. And so there's a big group of you going forth. You're in a great cloud of witnesses, and we are celebrating you. We're here to support you, love you, and to do all that God has commanded us to do on your behalf. Are there any questions? We realize that these meetings, we want to keep them to 1 hour to honor your time. And if you have more questions that you feel like, well, I'll do later, please write it down. You can always email me or call me, and we can address those issues, okay, or questions, comments. I know that there's a lot of information that you don't have. We do have some prices that we're going to turn it over to Apostle to give to you or something.
Excuse me.
Okay. Yes.
My question is, will you be providing a schedule of the phases so we know when we're moving from one to the other?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We are going to get that out this week. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Fine. Good question. Anybody else? We do want to remind you this is February 9th, and your fees for your application should be turned in. We had a very good turnout of timeliness. All of those things are part of your assessment and evaluation. And so we do remind you, if you're just being licensed, it's $50. If you're being licensed and ordained, it is $100. You can send it to Minister Sherita. We'll tell you the address. You can call Apostle. If you want to pay by credit card, there is an additional fee if you pay by credit card, but you can call 773-779-2900, or you can send it to the post office box at 2081 Matson, Illinois, 60443. Okay.
This is Davina
Anderson.
This is Davina
ma'am.
Anderson, really quickly. I really appreciate, Overseer, that you made clear, because I was wondering about that $50. So will you please repeat what you just said about the fees for ordination and licensing? May you please repeat that?
Yes. If you're just being licensed, it is $50. If you're being licensed and ordained, it is $100. And actually, if you're being consecrated, it's $500. I'll just throw that out there. All right.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We're very welcome. And you'll get all of this information in writing as a part of your schedule so that our next meeting, which will be Friday, you will get an email as to when Minister Sherita was Elder Sherita will send it out to you. I'm sorry. We were looking at our calendar here. We're now at the 9th. We can have the next meeting on the 23rd. That is also a Friday at 7 o'clock, if that's convenient with everybody. If not, remember, you can pick these sessions up on the archive, and we will send that information out in writing to you as well. I do want to give the floor over to Prophet and then to Bishop. Prophet will present to you your consecration And it will also be a part of your paperwork. Prophet Michael?
Good evening, everyone. Our consecration will focus on the life of Jacob, and we are coming from the perspective that Israel was always in Jacob. And so the consecration will lead us through that process that will guide us to recognize that there is greater inside of us in spite of situation and circumstances, and it will lead us through the Jacob from Israel inside of Jacob forming that process. So just be looking forward to it. Share with what God would download in your heart. Just embrace the process of it and understand that Israel was always inside. And we will go through the revelation process, which is the name change. We will talk about the wrestling process. We will talk about the walking process, how he had to walk that out. And then we will talk about the worthy of that, how that process is worthy of the great calling that's upon your life.
One more time, prophet, the R's of the W's, whatever it is.
Yes. So we will, the consecration will focus on the wrestling process. God revealing to you who you are, what's inside of you. And then we will talk about the walking process, how Jacob had to walk that process out. And then we will talk about the worthy process, how that gift, that calling inside of you is worthy of the grace of God that has been upon your life. And so we will look at Israel was always in Jacob before he became Israel, before he was named Israel, it was always inside of Jacob.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Love doing business. Love doing business. Love doing ministry with anointed leaders. Praise God. All right, Bishop. Have we forgotten anything? Anything we should share that I've missed?
We're going to do this. The statement of belief later?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, well, in that case, no, I just want to definitely prophesy to the state of Illinois, Chicago. Spring weather's coming. I'm going to go ahead and step forward in a season tomorrow and Sunday of 60 to 70 degree weather. Spring is coming. You all stay encouraged. Stay encouraged.
Well, thank you. Otherwise,
hold your shovels up high. Stay warm if you can. It's coming. It's coming. I see it. Oh, I love you guys.
He's not even the prophet in the house.
It was by inspiration.
Amen. It was by inspiration. All right. I do want to add this one piece so that you can save the date. I encourage you. I admonish you. It's more than encouragement. You are to attend the conference. The conference is a 3-day conference. It is packed with exciting, exhilarating revelation, and it's the springboard into the season that God is preparing you for. It will take place August 16th through August 19th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I encourage you on your job, on your whatever, get whatever you need to do to save those dates so that you may be there. It is a lot going on. You must be there. And this is for the candidate, there is a program this year where you have an opportunity to custom fit the track for you. And so normally there's an
participation track that everyone must come to. Now we're going to custom fit the track based on your calling and your experience and your walk and your ministry. And I do want to add this, and I'm sorry I'm going over, but I understand that we have a lot of candidates this year, at least six, that they're emerging, which means they've gone through this process before. So it may seem that some of this stuff is redundant. It's like, well, I just did this last year. Actually, we may have more. Didn't count right. And yet there is going to be a special track project for them. And so just so that they will know, yours is going to look a little different than the other candidates, but nonetheless as beneficial, challenging, and growing. It will definitely grow you. You won't be bored. Amen. We have called upon those who've gone last year to be a part of the training and some of the presentations this year, so that you can see the progression of your ministry beyond your ordination. And so I put it back in Bishop's hands, and we look forward to talking to you again on February 23rd. I encourage everybody on the line who is able to be in Chicago on March 3rd at 10 o'clock at the Oakland Hilton for the, oh, y'all, give it to me, Ecumenical Apostolic Prophetic Prayer Strategy Breakfast. Wow. Tickets are $25, and it is more than worth it. I encourage you. You can get tickets by calling the church office, 773-779-2900. The theme is In His Presence. It's an ecumenical interfaith prayer encounter coming out of 2 Chronicles 7:14 through 17. It's a Saturday. Like I say, you can get tickets at by calling the church, 773-779-2900. It starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. You can purchase the tickets Monday from 5:45 to 8, or Wednesday from 5:30 to 8, or anytime Sunday, 10 to 1:30, we are at the church. Or you can do it by phone or make arrangements some other way to get tickets. Or email Elder Sharita. She will send out reminder notices to everybody. And so that information will be there for you. I encourage you to come out for, as well as to Labors for Christ First Love Banquet, which is February 14th at 1750 West 103rd in Chicago, Illinois, on the upper level, room 10. And it is free. It is going to be fun fellowshipping for the worship of our first love, King Jesus. I invite you to come out. There's a lot of AENYYAA individuals that will be bringing forth their ministries during this time. It's a powerful new look of the body of Christ, individuals. And so we do want to celebrate them, and we want to support our brothers and sisters in ministry. Mm-hmm. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Bishop. I put it in your hands for the third time.
Overseer, you're becoming like one of them preachers that said, give me 5 minutes. Whoa. Oh, you are right. It is changing. Bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you again, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for this whole process. God, once again, we thank you for what you are calling forth in this earth realm today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each and every candidate, accountability partner, oh God, everyone in leadership that would avail themselves, oh God, as you desire to move your kingdom forward. We know time is winding up, Heavenly Father, and so we bless each and every individual that is on this line, oh God. Continue to watch over them in their respective areas, oh God, from the north, south, the east, and the west, Heavenly Father. Allow no trouble to come their way, oh God. Make their path straight, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for what is to come. We thank you during this process that they will avail themselves and you'll begin to open and download not only wisdom, understanding, but knowledge in you. You command us to grow in the knowledge of who you are, and I thank you for every revelation, O God, that will be revealed to them about their part in your bigger picture. And so, God, we love you and we thank you, our Heavenly Father. Keep individuals who are traveling safe, our Heavenly Father. Keep their heaters, their waters. Don't allow their pipes to freeze, our Heavenly Father. Don't allow no snow to cave in through the roofs or anything, our Heavenly Father. You are a God that never sleeps nor slumber, and you keepeth Israel, and because we are joint heirs to the promise, you keepeth us. And so, God, we love you, and we bless you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
It's coming.